This is Vilapaka Samanjali text 69, continuing, October 27th, because it's all two on one. So a little hard. So on our level, that's why he puts this Kim there, because he could just leave that out and say, I rendered this service, it's wonderful. Bus. But everywhere, Narottam Das, Thakur, Mahashaya, he's Champak Manjari. Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur, he's Vinod Valerie Manjari. And Raghunath Das, Tulsi Manjari, Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari, and Utkalika Valerie, and Savamala. Everywhere they're writing, when. They are Nitya Parishas. Their when is now. There's no, when means future. When means not now, but future. When means it's not happening now, but I hope it happens in the future. Like the businessman, when will I become rich? Maybe never. That's also there. Or when will I become successful or whatever. So, or when will I go to Vrindavan if you're overseas or something. So that is put there for the sadhakas. And the books are written for us. This is the goal, the prayojana, that you'll render sevas like this. This is the offering. This is what we're offering in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. This is the prayojana, Gaudiya Vaishnavism. To be a servant of Radharani and Dasi Bhav, Radha Dasya. And these are all the wonderful varieties of services that are rendered by the Sakhi Mandaris of Radharani. And all the Goswamis are writing about that. And all the Padakartas are writing about that. And they're guiding us that way. They're guiding our meditation. They're guiding our prayers. They're having prayers. Radha Krishna Pranamor Jugala Kishore says, Sham Gori Angadiva Chandaneraganda. Sham Gori Angadiva. Oh Sham, Gori Sham. Gori Sham, beautiful name for Radha Krishna. Oh Gori Sham, oh golden one, oh dark one. Oh Gori Radha, oh Sham, Sundar Bhagavan Sri Krishna. When will I grind chandan? When will I apply sandalwood paste to your bodies, to your forms, to your divine bodies? When? So that's a song in the ISKCON songbook. It's all about developing Mandri Bhav, Sakhi Bhav. Radha Krishna, you're my, oh Radha Krishna. It doesn't say, oh Krishna Balaram, you're my life and soul. It says Radha Krishna Pranamor, Yugala Kishore. Jivana Marani Gati Arunahimor. In life or death, I have nothing else. You're the only goal of my life. Jivane Marani Gati Aranahimor. There is nothing else for me. Whether I live or die, it's your eternal service as your Sakhi Manjari. This is Gaudiya Vaishnavism. This is taught by all of our Acharyas and Goswamis. This is written about in all our books, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavatam, etc. Upadeshamrita, Stavavali, Stavamala, Manashiksha, Prarthana, Premabhakti Chandrika. So the when, so he's saying, my dear friend, O Sakhi, Rupa Manjari, when will I be able to see you with my mistress, my Swamini Radha, decorating her dearest one with flower ornaments in a grove cottage on the bank of her lake? So he's hankering, so we're here. That's why devotees, they sit down with this book on the banks of Radhakund, and they look at these verses and they close their eyes and they chant and they remember, they say, when on the banks of your Kund will I have this opportunity, as Raghunath Das is guiding us. So what's happening here is that this is a little bit of the purport is explaining the leela behind the verse, but he's backing up a little bit to when Krishna was waiting, because it says Hari Bhushita, the Hari Bhushita Kunja, that he was decorating the Kunja, the Kali Kunja, Hari Bhushita Kali Kunja, that Krishna with his own hands, he was decorating the Kunja. Well, what was he thinking? What was Hari thinking at that time? And he was thinking, well, when my Priyaji sees all what I've done, how nicely I've decorated this Kunja, she'll be very eager. She'll be very eager to play with me after she sees this. So then, so it goes on. So what happens is after they meet together, then they they have madhupan and then they enjoy, and now they're decorating and dressing each other. So then it says that during their pastimes, Shyam's crown and his pearl necklace, his flower garland, and all of his garments have all broken and fallen off. And Swamini Radha says, "Oh Sundar," that's very nice. "Oh Sundar, oh beautiful one. Oh Sundar, just look at your condition. Wait, I'm going to personally decorate you. Because I've spoiled your looks, I'll make you look so nice again. Just sit down for a while." Then she tells Rupa Mantri, "Hey Rupa, come here. We're going to pick some flowers. We're going to make a beautiful flower outfit for Krishna." Have you ever heard of flower outfits? Have you ever seen flower outfits? Have you ever worked to make flower outfits? Especially ladies or gentlemen also. Can have that talent, artistic talent. And Sringhar. So Radharani is saying, "Come on, Krishna, you wait. We're going to really make you look beautiful. Not only beautiful, you came here with a pitambara dhoti and you had a copper-colored turban, like when you read Govinda Lilamrita. Yashoda, she's very particular about her lala. Just like young boys when they go to school, their mothers dress them up. Of course, in India they have school uniforms and whatnot. But they're very particular how they look. Or the little girls, they take their hair and make little pigtails and put red ribbons in them and they tie them like this, you know. You see in a village, the hair goes, looks like a motorcycle or something like that. You get, looks more like, says it's a village, it looks more like the horns of a bull or something. Their hair is all gathered up, like pulled up like this, and goes, sometimes I joke with the little kids, I go, "Maharaj." This is the funny thing. The red, bright red ribbons to make it even more, you know, make you notice how stupid it is even more. If it just had black ribbons, you wouldn't notice how crazy it looks going like this with that bright fire engine red, you know. Can't miss it. So now they're saying, "You can't," and then so you showed us organizing the dressing. Shringar means decorating, I mean, also means decorating each other with intimacies of love, Shringarati. But in Shringar Seva, Shringarati, seeing the beautiful decorations and new dress of the of Radha and Krishna. So then Yashoda is supervising the Manjaris and Dasis, and Griha Dasis and Nandagram and also the Sakas that are dressing Krishna. She says, "Listen, dress Krishna as Pitambara Dhoti, and for his turban, use that, he should wear that copper-colored turban. I want him to wear a copper-colored turban. And his shirt should be that cream yellow one." So she's very particular about his dress. So when he comes like that, a copper-colored, you know, this tamara rung kapaguri, copper-colored turban, and then his pitambara is yellow dhoti, bright yellow dhoti, like Radharani, her color, skin tone. But then Radharani says, "Oh, you know, just have yellow, copper, yellow, it's all yellow. You stay here on my mandris night, we'll pick some beautiful, we'll make you so colorful, we will make you so beautiful with our flower outfit. We'll make a flower, it'll be purple and pink and green and yellow, white, all so many colors, and pink, and you'll see." So this is what the verse is describing. When will I see, Rati Mandri is praying, "Oh Rupa Mandri, I'm hankering. When will that day come when I see you, my Mandri, my Shiksha Guru, Rupa Mandri, when will I see you and Radha together dressing Krishna?" If you ever do pujari work and you're new, and then sometimes you go on the altar and you watch the senior pujaris dress the deities, and you're amazed, that depends on who they are, but if they have a lot of feelings and a lot of devotion, you can observe that as they're moving and dressing Radha and Krishna. And especially if you want to watch how they make flower outfits, which is what's going on here. So it's very interesting. Here's Tulsi Manjari, Raghunath Das, in Nitya Lila Smaran, in his Siddhadeya, in his Srupa Vesh, and he's watching Sringar He's about to watch the Sringar of Rupa Manjari and Radharani dress Krishna. So here we are, we're Vaidhi Sadhakas, we're in a temple. Gee, you know. But if our consciousness was saturated with these books, then we would say, wow, Radharani and Rupa Manjari, they also dress Krishna. I wonder if they dress like this. Or if you are dressing, because this was the consciousness of Indra. Because, you know, we read and he read and he had all these books on tapes and the else. So when he was dressing, he was thinking, oh, I'm assisting Rupa Manjari, I'm assisting Radharani, we're making this flower out for Sham, and it should be like this and like that. So it's consciousness. Your consciousness can just be rooted in this material world, in this material body, in the momentary, transitory problems that we deal with moment to moment, removing sufferings and creating comfort. That's our whole activity, removing suffering, creating comfort. Creating a comfort zone by pushing back the waves of suffering. This is material life. But in spiritual consciousness, then rising up, your consciousness rising above the body and the difficulties of existing, then you go into the spiritual realm of Leela and Seva on that plane. So there it is. She's saying, I'm going to decorate you. So then Swamini takes Rupa along into the gardens and they pick flowers of her own choice. So Radharani has a designer outfit with flowers personally picked by Radharani. And she comes back into the kunja along with Rupa and she begins to decorate her prananath with ornaments made of these flowers. I think, is it overtime? No, it's not. Okay, I will continue there tomorrow. Of course, you may be wondering, what sevas are the Manjaris doing then? So Tulsi is standing on one side of the kunja and she's floating in oceans of bliss as she watches Ishri's expertise and service. She thinks, only my Swamini can do such service. This brings a very nice point that you'll see, generally when we meditate or we think about serving, in our subtle body, let's say in our spiritual body or meditative body, antas chinta deha, internally conceived or thought of spiritual body, or meditating on service, manasi seva within the mind. We think service means we're making something, we're offering something, we're doing something with our working senses. But also, many places there's service just rendered by the eyes. You're rendering service by the eyes, you're rendering service by your ears, hearing, by seeing, and also, of course, by speaking. So by seeing, because you'll see, you'll read, Vishnu Chakravarti said, when will I feel the greatest delight? O Radharani, when will I feel the greatest delight when I see you so expertly, when I see Sham so expertly brushing your hair? So at that moment in time, and the Leela, the Manjari is not actively doing anything, not handing a comb or not holding a tray or not actually brushing the hair, or simply a bystander, an onlooker, witnessing. But that is service with the eyes. Or when will I hear Rupa Manjari reciting the most beautiful song to please you and your beloved after you've spent your time in intimacies? When my ears find happiness just hearing? So just hearing some other sakis sing or seeing them engage in service, that itself will be the service you'll render. And God said, the list of services, serving with the eyes, serving with the ears. And speech is obvious because you're speaking about the condition of Radha to Krishna or Krishna's condition to Radha, or telling some Leela you were in Nandagram and you were there when Krishna was being dressed in your manasik seva. Then you return to Barsana before Radharani goes to cook breakfast. And she's so much separation. Oh, Sakhi Manjari. Oh, Navagopi. Navagopi, where have you come from? I came from Nandagram. I just was there. Acha, what were you doing? I was dressing Krishna. Oh, what was he wearing? How did you dress him? Did he say anything? Or did my name come up or anything like this or whatever? And he said, oh yes, you know, he got one new parrot. He got one new parrot and he keeps it in a cage and he teaches that parrot to chant a mantra. You know, dara, 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 dara. So the mother just thinks that the parrot is chanting dara, dara, dara. Dara, dara, dara means hold on. Hold on. Dara means haladar, hold, murli dara, hold the flute, hold the plow. Dara, 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 rada, 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 rada. It's like mara, mara, mara becomes ram, 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 ram. After some time, the tongue gets twisted backwards. Like you go this way, then you go that way. So the tongue is going this way. This is how Valmiki got the realization and power and potency to see the future and write the Ramayana. He was a hunter, and Narada Muni met him. And said, oh, you're killing animals. Why don't you chant Ram Nam? Satya, hey. Why don't you chant Ram Nam? He said, no, I have no interest in God. I like killing animals. He said, okay, you like Mara. Mara means death. So then you just then do some kind of chanting, some kind of Nam Sankirtan. So you chant Mara Mara. So he's okay, I'm good with that. Mara 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 Doom. Mara 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 Doom. Mara 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 Doom. Shooting animals, chanting Mara Mara Mara. So he's chanting Mara 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 Ram. Mara became Rama. Because the tongue can only go so far forward before it has to come backwards, right? Out and in. So Mara 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 became Ram 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 Ram. So the parrot, the new parrot, this is the news that the Sakyamunjari gave to Radharani, the Samachar, Dinak Samachar from Nandagaon, Pratakal, Prabhat, Dinak Prabhat, the daily news, whatever. So she said, yes, a new parrot sitting in a golden cage, and the parrot's repeatedly chanting Dara, 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 Dara. And no one thinks, and Yashoda thinks, oh, what a nice parrot, he's chanting Dara, Dara, Dara. Radharani says, so that's nice, he has a new parrot, but what do you mean, Saki? What do you mean, Navagopi? And then she says, no, you see, the parrot's chanting Dara, 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 and everyone, Nanda Baba, Yashoda Ma, and Dao, and Subal, Sridham, and Mano Mangal, everyone just thinks, oh, that parrot is so stupid, he doesn't know anything, he's only chanting Dara, Dara, Dara. But you see, Radharani, this parrot, people are hearing so much Dara, 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 they don't know that half the time he's saying Radha, 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 Radha. He's saying Dara, 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 D-H-A-R-A. And Krishna has that pet parrot. He trained him to say that because he always wants to hear your name being chanted. So this parrot that Krishna got in Nandagram was the beginning, the very first chanting box in the history of chanting boxes. Everyone has a little box. Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe. Radhe Sham, Radhe Sham, Sham Sham, Radhe Radhe. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Right? Varsane Wali Radhe. They have all these chanting boxes. You must have heard. So this is the first one, Krishna's parrot. Tota box. Tota chanting box. 5,000 years ago. So it's not new. What's new? Nothing's new. So that's the news that the mantras may give. So that's service by speaking. So now we'll find out more tomorrow. So we have to have some Chaitanya Charitamrita class, get the mercy of Chaitanya.